Hi, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Is Chico CN today?
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
You'll be in the morning?
Yeah.
I'll be in the morning. I see. Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Nicole wanted me to give you a call. It looks like she was helping you earlier in the month or last month, actually.
Right. It was probably about 2 months ago now. I'm looking at, I know last time we had tried to finance a deal, finance some equipment. My credit score was a little down because I was getting it pulled, but it's over 600 now. So I was just trying to get with her, trying to get some equipment bought.
Let me see what have you sent over so far as far as paperwork. You get the application in, I'm assuming, and then.
Yeah, I got the application in. See, my credit score was low at the time, and so, but me just paying out my credit cards and all that is back up straight. She's saying like I need a minimum of 500. It dropped below 500 at the time because I was doing a lot of inquiries. Yeah, but it's up over 600 now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. See, what I'm gonna have you do is just send over. Do you have a quote? Did you send that to her already?
No. Well, actually, I can. Well, actually, I did. I think I sent it over like 30, between 30 and 40,000.
Okay. So you have your quote. Is it from the same vendor, both of the pieces, the truck and the trailer?
Yeah, truck and trailer.
Perfect, perfect. All right, what we can see we could do here. Just wanted to kind of touch base with you. Are you looking to do this on a pretty immediate basis? I'm looking through the notes. It says, you definitely got some work coming in and you could use this.
Yeah, actually, like the work that I got, it's like, okay, this is what I got going on. This is the options. I got one truck that's in trailers for 30,000 for a 97 Peterbilt and a 2008 flatbed. But the other truck is for 40. It's a 2005 Kenworth and a 2004 trailer, but it's through the shipper who I'm working with right now. So I'm just trying to figure out the best route to go because I want to do more business with my shipper. So I'm just trying to. Can you hold on 1 second? My wife's calling. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No problem. So you sent over an application and a quote, correct? Did you send over tax returns, bank statements, anything like that?
No, I don't think I haven't done that yet, just as of yet.
Perfect. Well, that I think that's what we're gonna go for. But tell me a little bit more about the shipper, and you had one for 40K and 38K.
Yeah, the shipper is selling some of their equipment for like 40,000 for a truck and trailer. But I'm looking at, I got another option with another truck and trailer that's for sale, and that's for 30,000.
Oh, 30. Okay, that's a pretty big difference.
And what I was trying to do is like if I do get the other truck and trailer that's for 30,000, I still need to still trying to look for a little operating cost with that where I can, service the truck and stuff like that. If that's possible, because I know y'all do working capital too, right?
Yeah, we do. So you're trying to get both of the truck as well as get some cash on the side. Do you have an amount of capital that you're specifically looking for?
Just being between 5 to 10,000. Just nothing, that's too extravagant, but just saying 10,000 at the most.
5 to 10K. What do your gross annual sales look like?
We're dealing with this new customer, man. Man, we're looking at doing 200,000 this year.
Oh, good, good, good. What's it been like for when do you start working with that customer?
I started working with the customer. I started like early in the year, but I started dealing with them directly probably about two or 3 months ago.
Okay. So what do your day deposits look like? Monthly deposits for like the last few months? They're looking pretty good and pretty fat.
Yeah, I deposited 15,000 back in July, 20,000 back in August.
Oh yes, you're definitely you know, those numbers indicate about 200,000 a year. So, you know, you're falling right into that category, which to get you 5,000 to 10,000 in a working capital loan would be not a problem at all. So the way we treat this, Chickasee, is we basically it'd be two completely different loans/files if you want to think about it. The working capital is going to have its own application, its own process, and its own loan on its own terms. And then the equipment is a completely different file, I guess you would say, and that's going to be longer terms, different payment schedules. So it's basically like you're doing two different loans and applications, and you don't have to take both of them. If the equipment, you know, we get you the right financing you need and everything in that department, and you want to do the equipment, but maybe the capital, you know, is not going to work out, or vice versa, you know, you can always decide which what you want to take, and, you know, the ball's in your court at the end of the day here. So how does I think I'm just going to send you both of the applications and have you send them both back to me with tax returns, bank statements, and a quote, and we'll get this finished up. We can do this next week. Do you have any? You're trying to do this as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, because pretty much, I mean, just talking to the customer, I got a driver that's ready to start like on October the 11th or October the 10th.
Yeah, let's get this done before then.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to, you know, get everything up to par. Or, you know, we can make a smooth transition.
Yeah, of course. That's what we're here for. Do you have any current working capital or any other types of loans out on the business?
Yeah, as of right now, I do. I do have two cash advances, but I'm roughly probably halfway done. I have one with Wide Capital, Wide Merchant, and Green Box.
And Green Box?
Yeah, Green Box Capital. They're out of Florida.
Can you tell me the approximate balances on both of those?
That probably shouldn't be no more than probably around, I'm thinking about $7,000 for both of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Do you know, can you split it up for me? Is it 50-50? Is Wise like 4, Green Box 3? What's the breakdown there?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Because it pretty much was basically the same. So we're looking at probably,
which one's higher?
Green Box is higher.
Okay, so I'll put Green Box at $4,000. Okay, I'm gonna ask you to grab some the documents for that as well and send them over because we need to know the exact balances of what you have on file already as far as debt goes.
Okay.
All right. So, well, I'm gonna send you all this in an email, but basically just a quick rundown. I'm gonna need an application, tax returns, bank statements, and the equipment quote, as well as your current working capital. Just the first page of the contract when you signed with them where it displays the loan amount and all that information.
Okay.
Perfect. I think I have your email on file. Is it crtruckingsc@yahoo.com?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Perfect. I'm going to send you exactly what I need from you, plus the attachments. Do you think you can get that back to me on Monday? I'll give you the whole weekend to kind of gather all the documents up.
Okay, that sounds good, man.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'll touch base with you Monday if I don't see anything at the end of the day, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, take care, man. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.